In last November's election, Democrats lost the governor's race and control of the Minnesota House, and not one endorsed candidate for statewide office won. Party Chair Dick Sinise says the DFL has alienated Minnesotans through its cumbersome caucus system, which requires people who want to be delegates to the state convention to attend 3 or 4 caucus meetings.
We have a database at the DFL that has at least 75,000 names of people who have attended a precinct caucus over the last 10 years at least one time. 17,000 of those folks decided to show up last year. So if I'm running a business, I got 75,000 people who have bought my product once. 58,000 of them didn't buy it last year. I got a problem.
Sinise says the problem is so severe, just tweaking the system won't do. He proposes replacing small precinct caucuses with a larger organizing convention at the county or Senate district level. The move would make it easier for average voters to participate and less likely that single-issue party insiders would control the process. Sinise says the primary should be moved from September to June, and the DFL should dump the endorsement process. Candidates could earn a spot on the party's primary ballot by getting 15% of the vote at the organizing convention or by collecting signatures. Sinise says the DFL state convention should be held the week after the primary, so it wouldn't be a bloodbath over who has better DFL credentials.
And we need to acknowledge that the true and final goal must be the general election victories.
Last year, the party was embroiled in a divisive 5-way gubernatorial primary, which left Democrats with only 2 months to rally behind Skip Humphrey against Norm Coleman and Jesse Ventura. Sinise's plan wouldn't eliminate primary battles, but it would give the party more time to campaign for its general election candidate. Sinise also recommends the DFL drop farmer labor from its name to send a message to the public that it's serious about change. There's widespread agreement among Democrats that party reform is needed, but there's less consensus that Sinise's plan is the way to go. State Senator Amber Reichscott Young, the party's endorsed candidate for attorney general last year, is skeptical of scrapping the party endorsement.
If we have wide open primaries, does that give advantage to candidates with a great deal of money, candidates who have run many times, and candidates with celebrity status? And does it work to the disadvantage of first-time candidates, many of whom are women and candidates of color?
The party's 625-member Central Committee will debate Sinise's ideas and other reform proposals this weekend, although if Sinise has his way, that body will be chopped to about 200 people. Central Committee member Betsy O'Berry, who was the DFL endorsee for state treasurer, stressed that the Sinise proposal is only one person's ideas, and she's disturbed that he went public before presenting it to party activists. But former state chair Ruth Stanek gives Sinise credit for proposing such radical reform.
These are fairly, like I said, sweeping changes, and ones that I think are pretty bold for someone to be in that position to make. So I said it's hard to tell people who are in power to vote themselves out. And in a sense, that's what he's doing.
Stanek predicts the name change idea, although it's not the most substantive, might be the most contentious proposal, given the long history of the name. But DFL House Minority Leader Tom Pugh thinks it has merit.
As I talk to my friends around the country, they don't know what DFL stands for, and Democratic might be more universal. And sometimes the change of name gives kind of a shot in the arm for a reform.
Pugh is careful to stress that a name change wouldn't minimize the party's commitment to farming and labor issues. Regardless of what the DFL Central Committee decides this weekend, most of the reform ideas would need to pass other hurdles. Moving the primary requires legislative action, and even the name change would need to be approved at the state convention in the year 2000. At the Capitol, I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.